Well, as we work through Holy Week here in 2021, we all remember it was very different last year in 2020, and we're going to talk about that and the importance it has in our lives here as well this morning. Joining us from Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic is Father Trevor Shequin. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Great to be here.
I know you're busy this week. It's one of the busier weeks for those of folks who are in your profession.
Yeah, but it's one of the better weeks, too, you know, and especially all the better, as you said, you know, compared to where we were at this time last year, which was a very different spot. And what a joy to, you know, be able to have our people back.
Well, from a personal standpoint, too, your first go-around as a parish pastor last year was not what you anticipated through the most important time of the year.
Right. You know, so, you know, wet behind the ears, pastor, and Holy Week is you, the camera, the cameraman, and maybe one other reader. Kind of weird. Although, you know, it was funny, our Easter Vigil, I think, had over 1,000 views. You know, online. So an interesting kind of outreach, maybe hitting a few folks we don't normally hit, but oh, are we glad to have our folks back that we like to hit and that we want to see, you know, not just through a screen, but oh, in person this
sure.
year.
Yeah, you know. Bet. Well, and just from an ecumenical standpoint, not just the Catholic Church, but in all the area churches, they all went through very much the same thing
yeah.
last year. How much more, how much more impactful is it during Holy Week to be able to bring people physically together?
I was just visiting the other day with one of the other pastors in town, and he was saying, you know, the whole prayer, you know, when we pray as Christians, sure, we believe that the Lord is present to us, even if we're by ourselves, even if we're with one other person, but necessarily being Christian entails being part of a community. You know, the Christian experience is not me and Jesus by our lonesome, but really is myself connected to the rest of the body of Christ that is, you know, the church, even across, sure, the different denominations. So to be able to join with my community in prayer and to look around and see, A, there are other people out there who care about this stuff. I'm not just some weirdo at home watching church on my computer by myself, but there are other people engaged in their faith. And then as well that there are other people who've been through, yeah, this year, the same nonsense that I've been through, putting up with the same nonsense I've put up with, suffering through this whole pandemic together. And to see even in the others gathered, in the gathered body, the hope of the risen Lord, right? That in a sense, if you will, the body of the church has risen from its death last year as Christ rose from the tomb, and we can see a bit of hope just in the fact that, okay, we might be 6 feet apart, but at least here we are together in prayer.
Is there a certain amount of, I guess, maybe symbolism, too, in the fact that last year we were where we were, but now not only this year are we able to get together, but at this particular time, because the vaccination process is going so well, we're seeing restrictions being loosened a little
yeah.
bit more each
mm-hmm.
and every
mm-hmm.
day. We're starting to see things, that rebirth.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just had looked on the Iowa website to see we've administered over 11,000 doses of the vaccine here in the county. And just the hope, I think, I hear from people all the time, the hope they feel for any number of reasons right now, but that they feel that, I think, there is a certain resurrection with a little R going on, that we're able to see folks a little more, albeit cautiously, that there is hope, that there is, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. A reminder that death doesn't win, which really isn't that the message of Easter? That life ultimately wins out over any sort of death, be it physical death, or, you know, in this case, it was kind of a societal death we went through. But no, that the Christ, by his rising from the dead on Easter, brings us along with him and promises us that no matter the nonsense we face in this world, in this life, there is hope. There is hope.
And the Easter season, isn't that, for Christians, isn't that kind of the essence of everything you believe?
Exactly. You know, we were talking before we came on here, you know, sure, Christmas is important, but, you know, Christmas without Easter would just be another birthday. But that it's because Christ died and rose again that we have hope, that we have faith, that there is something greater for us, not only in this life, but in the world to come, that our life won't end, that we have hope of heaven, and that no matter what we face in this world, no matter how great the struggles, how sad the sadness is, there is eternal life offered to us.
And how important is that, that that's out there, especially after everything a lot of folks have been through this past year?
Right. You know, I mean, if you talk to folks who lost loved ones, you know, there's a great difference between folks who have hope in the resurrection and hope who, you know, folks who don't have any belief. As a priest, as a pastor, you can see it at the graveside. When you take a family out to bury a loved one, you know, as you're putting that casket, that urn in the ground, who there has hope in the resurrection of the dead and who doesn't. And you can see the hope, even through the tears, in those who have faith, and you see, sadly, the despair through the eyes of those who don't, that this person will rise from the dead. And even for us, you know, who haven't lost maybe somebody this year or have just kind of endured the different restrictions of the year, I think there's an essence in which Easter says to us, there's a better promise out there. Life will go on. If Christ can rise from the dead, get up and walk around afterward by God's grace, then by God's grace, by our own good common sense and the fine work of the local folks who've been doing so much to get us through this pandemic, we too as a society can rise from this. This isn't the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. And the church, I'm sure, views themselves as an important cog in getting people back. We talk about getting back to something like normal.
Mm-hmm.
The church views itself as an important step along that process.
Yeah, you know, being part of a community is necessarily important for being human. We don't exist as islands. And I think sometimes it's when we start to exist as islands that we precisely run into all sorts of trouble. We think there's nobody else out there going through the same stuff that we're going through. We think nobody understands us. We think that we're alone. And church, at its best, reminds us that that's not true. That everybody else really is going through different degrees and different types of the same stuff we're going through. And that we have a God who became one of us to redeem us, even in the midst of the stuff that we go through. That Jesus was fully God, fully human, understands what it means to go through the stuff we go through. He's not unsympathetic, as St. Paul would say, to our human condition.
Well, support groups were made because of just that.
Right.
And a lot of those folks are looking for something they have in common, mm-hmm. but our faith can bring us together in that
same
way.
Yeah. In that belief that, you know, here we are, you know, gathered to pray, gathered on a Sunday morning, and through the scriptures we, you know, we hear through the message, hopefully, if my local colleagues and I have some decent thoughts to say through the message that we hear, and through, you know, the sacrament that we break together. We are made almost into something bigger than ourselves. We are made into the church, right? And the church has been through a lot. I'm kind of a church history buff. If you go back, you look through all the different turmoils the Christian community has been through. They pull through, they move on. Here we are. We're in the pulling through stage. And we're going to keep pulling through. And thanks be to God, we have some of the local folk we have who are working to pull us through. And we should support them and give them our thanks, especially at Easter. We will pull through and move on.
Is this I've heard it said before that, you know, people watch football during the regular season, but a bunch watch football at the Super Bowl. and this is kind of the Super Bowl for
this
a pastor.
This is Christian Super Bowl. Here we go.
This is kind of how it is. So how important is this week? Because you'll see perhaps some bigger crowds, some different faces. Is that in the back of a pastor's mind in trying to pull some of those folks in on a more regular basis to bring them back to their roots?
I think the first thing on you know, my mind, other than, you know, make sure we've got the collection baskets out, is to welcome folks. And just to remind folks of some of the basic stuff that we've been talking about, that, you know, we have a community here. This community would love to have you. This community supports you. In particular, you know, Catholics, we're not big proselytizers. We're not going to push it in front of you. We might invite you, and we would hope that you feel welcome to join us. But really to emphasize that message that we, you know, if you will, the body of Christ, the church, are here for you, and we are made the better by your presence. And the more often we get together, the better that presence for both of us is.
At the end of the week, at the end of Holy Week, you've had a chance to interact with an awful lot of people. Is there a specific message as a Christian that you hope folks come away with after Holy Week is passed?
In particular this year, I would say I hope we come away with a great appreciation for not only our faith, but our common expression of it, no matter what denomination we are. the great gift that it is to pray with our brothers and sisters. You know, Jim, there are parts of the world where Christians are still, and other folk of faith, are much persecuted for belief in God. Mm-hmm. What a privilege we have in this country to be able to come together and worship as we see fit on the Sabbath. So that would be kind of number one this year, to see common worship and the ease of access we have in this country really as a great gift and blessing. And then two, just maybe a renewed importance of faith in our lives. Often we turn to God in those moments when we're tempted to cry, oh God, oh God, oh God, something's gone wrong. Good. But to remember the Lord is there and offering us his grace, his love, his mercy at all times in our lives. You know, and he desires a relationship with us, not just when things are bad, but yeah, also in, as you say, the normal days.
Right, right. So aside from the collection plate, how do you gauge? What measuring stick do you use to feel like you've made that progress?
You know, that's a great question. That is a really good question. I'm not a numbers guy, surprisingly. I'm not one that sits up there and counts the congregation. I think what I would love to see is if we have one person in our broader community who finds their church home, if you will, and who engages with their faith, and who plants themselves and gets involved with the community, both church and local, and maybe starts to not only take faith seriously, but do stuff based on their faith, whether that's a Bible study, a faith-sharing group, whatever it might be. Then I think as a community, we can say we've had a successful Holy Week.
Thanks for coming by.
Great pleasure. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Appreciate the time.